Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Ilona Europa, Accent On, LA Talk Radio, every Monday from 6 till 7 p.m. Channel 1 and Pacific time. Yeah, people, we are in LA. All world, remember, when Europe sleeps, we are having shows here. That's very, very cool. And like always, Monday is the luckiest day in my life. Everybody is Monday, beginning of the week. To me, Monday is like, yay! I will meet my guest, I will have fun, I will be thinking a lot, I will be trying to engage in a smart conversation, looking for English words when I forget what the English words are in my head, they sometimes disappear. But that's what this Accent On about, people with an accent, or Ilona Europa loves to put accent on a topic that she loves to know more about. Today, I don't know if people remember how many people really listened to last few weeks, but shows, we had a lot of filmmakers, a lot of great, talented people who was all around the Polish Film Festival LA, who is going right now for another, I think, 10 days, that anybody who would like to see, please go to Polish Film Festival LA and just see the films that will be shown everywhere in a lot of movies, theater. But, you know, I don't know what to say. Bringing people who are so deeply involved with filmmaking is something that I love to do. Meeting an actors who are English-speaking actors, but really they're coming from another countries, and they deal with the accent every day, and they still make so, so good movies, and people just don't care, don't mind anymore. It's something that makes me happy and thinking, hey, you can do everything, Ilona. Accent is something that is a plus right now. Then I think Accent On is the show that will make one day big, big mark of probably, and I wish for that. Then, coming back to why I'm so happy today. Today is a different show. I really have a lot of guests in my shows mostly, but today will be maybe more peaceful, but also I think will be very, very interesting and relevant. I have with me just beautiful girl. I know her for many, many years. I'm not seeing her a lot, but she is a daughter of my friends. Then from time to time, you know, we saw each other. I saw her growing up. And wow, she turned 26 a few days ago. And this is not why she's here, because we already met her here with her sister. And we'll rewind all the situation. I'll be talking more with Ali about her first interview on Accent On a few weeks ago with me and her sister. But I just fell in love with the brain of this girl, way how she writes. She's a blogger. She has a very, very unusual blog. She will tell us a lot about that. I don't want to describe. She's an English-speaking, beautiful girl. Then she will do a perfect job about that. But what I'm saying, you know, we read stuff. I read so much. I learn English by reading newspapers, reading articles that were interesting for me, to me. And mostly it was all about entertainment, real life stories. And that's what I kept reading and translating from English to Polish, Polish to English, to just understand America and understand this world. But Ali, when I found out about her blog, my daughter, Natasha, just gave me links to a few of them. Like 2-3 years ago, I think, I was like, wow, this girl can write. Wow, this girl is honest. Wow, I love the subjects that she's putting in her blog. And it's like so personal. And although I read story of her life, and I thought, like, I had this situation in my life also. And my daughter, they are both similar age, she for sure could relate to Ali's writing skills and her experience in life. Then I thought a few weeks ago, I will bring her for first time to my radio show. And I think from this moment on, I'll just introduce Ali Warner to us one more time. Hi, Ali.
Hi. I'm okay. Back.
You're back. Okay.
I'm back.
You have Ali Warner. That's could you tell us how to spell your name?
My name, my full name, it's cool. Ali, A-L-L-I-E, Warner, W-O-E-R-N-E-R. It's
that's
a funky
little,
spelling.
Yeah, that's why I would like people to know, because maybe they want to Google.
Yeah.
They want to find out. They will look for another spelling, the simple one. Yeah, tell us one more, because your Ali is by two L.
Double L-I-E with an A at the beginning.
And again, the Warner is a little different.
It's W-O-E-R-N-E-R, which is kind of a random spelling of Warner, but it is what it is.
Yeah, it's a very cool name and easy to remember, which is good for you.
Yeah, it's helpful.
Good for you. Yeah, and you were here with your sister.
Mm-hmm, my little sister.
And her name is?
Katie Warner.
And Katie, she's an aspiring actor?
Yes, she's currently actually in Connecticut doing a really intensive theater program, which is really, it was really competitive to get in. She just came back from London, so she's doing incredible things, and we're all really proud of her.
Yes, and obviously we see this on Facebook, and we are so happy for her, too.
I am
she's
jealous.
Living her
I'm having wanderlust issues.
You know what? I know you're saying jealous, but also I read your blog.
Yeah,
I
I'm
know
very fond
that
of
you,
her.
You say like that, but really you try or you are. Very happy or trying to be very happy for everybody.
Oh, I'm ecstatic for her. It's great because she's like definitely on a track to accomplishing all of her goals and her dreams. And I think that that's something that's so admirable because not a lot of people get the opportunity to do that. So it's awesome.
And
her.
Your dream and her dream, it's dreams
they're very
are different.
Different. Yeah,
you know, it's easier to not be jealous. You and
it's easy because I don't want to be. I actually, my goal as a kid was to be an actress. I desperately wanted to be an actress because I'm very dramatic in all aspects. But
you are also a beauty queen.
Once upon a time, yeah. But
not so long ago. And I know because I had the pleasure to know you a little bit more. Because
you trained me for singing
and stuff like that. Then you have unusual hidden talents that who knows one day what you will do with them.
I'm really good at walking across the stage in a bikini.
Yes. Oh, but don't tell me that.
It's like the scariest thing ever.
Yeah.
But it trained me a lot for... It's funny how you kind of look back on the different chapters of your life and you can see how they all played a part into where you are at this point, you know? And it's like I learned from the pageants how to be very confident, how to start conversations, how to do interviews, how to speak to strangers, how to not get stage fright, how to not be nervous in weird settings. Like you really are trained to be a very outgoing person, and I learned so much from that experience.
And what is cool about you, from my perspective, I could be your mom, and I know your mommy, I know your daddy, we'll talk maybe a little bit later about your dad and mom, but hopefully one day he will come for our show.
We're pushing.
It was just one meeting. He will say, oh, okay, I'll call in, but just doesn't matter. Matter is that your family also understand entertainment business.
Yeah.
And your mother lived this life raising two beautiful daughters and raising husband.
Yeah,
who is...
They both were in New York, so my parents actually met in an elevator in New York City.
Oh, wow.
And my mom was in advertising, and my dad was obviously in television, so it was kind of like an entertainment industry kind of match made in heaven in an elevator in New York. So, so we've always been very...
You met so many wonderful people. Sometimes daddy is posting pictures of people that you...
From his... and it's kind of funny, though, because I chose fashion as my realm, which is it's the total opposite of what they both did. So, but it's I feel like I learned a lot from what they learned while they did their, you know, upward path to their careers. But it's been a journey, and they've both been very supportive.
And now, it's so amazing, you are 26.
I am 26.
26, oh, what a beautiful, beautiful age. But I read your blog, people, please, everybody who listens, go to Facebook, link is there. And it's just very well written and so beautifully. I understand everything what you wrote. I understand all of this sweetness that you are adding and worries and hopes and what the 26 years being years old, 26, my gosh, means to you. And everybody would think, oh, why 26? Why not 25? Yeah. We like to think this way, 18, then 25, then, you know, 30, then 40, big 40, then 50. Wow. Why 26? Why you think?
I almost, like, because I'm a writer, so I've always been writing, and I've always kind of associated words with the way I look at the world, and I've kind of always assigned, like, a theme to each year. Like, looking back on it, I like to look back on years and kind of say, like, this is what I did, this is what I learned, this is where I, like, how much I've changed throughout the past year. So it's been a whole, even if I don't write about it on the blog, it's been something that I kind of, I've always done, just because it helps me kind of define the essence of what that year was for me, you know? So it was kind of funny because I sat down and I was thinking about writing, and I knew we were going to be talking, and I was like, what do I want to talk about? And it was constantly about me always reflecting on the previous year. And this was the first time I was like, I want to talk about the future. Yes. I want to be hopeful.
I loved it.
Yeah. It's like, I don't want to sit here like living in the past anymore. And, you know, obviously, like we talked about last time, like I went through heartbreak and I survived it. And then it's like,
and you know, I in a cute way, because obviously I know you a little, your story, but 25 years old girl, sometimes the relationships are long-term relationships.
Oh, yeah, this
it's
is
not,
a longer.
Yeah,
longer
then, you know,
one.
It's like heartbreak can be easy. Heartbreak can be short. Heartbreak can take a long time to get over. You were in love for many, many years.
I was in love for a very long time. And yeah. I think a part of me will always love him. You know, he's just always that. He will always be there, like as a chapter of that life, but he's not the chapter anymore.
Yeah. And then I was thinking, everybody can relate to that. It doesn't matter if you are 26, 25, yeah. You are 40 or 50 or 60. You know, we had these feelings of heartbreak in our hearts.
Uh-huh.
And you have hope that this year, this is the first year that you are spending with yourself, on yourself, for yourself,
yeah.
With a lot of different things that you list. And I love that how you put this together. Yes.
I wrote, there is a book called The Prophet by Khalil Gibran. And it's this intelligent, beautiful masterpiece of essays. And I'm a fan of essays. So the way the book is laid out is it's basically this prophet goes to this town and he gifts the people of this town with these beautifully written, like, poetic pieces about certain subjects. So there's life, there's death, there's love, there's beauty, there's, it's like this 27 essay book, like tiny little book, and it's phenomenal. So I was thinking about it because this has kind of been like a fuel for myself for so much of my life. Like I always read, unfortunately, whenever somebody passes away, I read the death one because it just reminds me about how it's more about growth and, you know, you are becoming part of the world and part of the earth. You know, like there's just so many elements that help like bring you calm. So I do love that book. And so I was thinking about it and I was like, if I had my own musings, what would I write about? And so that brings us to the piece that you're mentioning where I kind of said I wanted to assemble a list of my own kind of learnings that I've come across the past 25 years and how I'm going to apply those to finding my own hope in the next, hopefully, best year of my life. Knock on wood, because I want 26 to be amazing. Yeah. But it was definitely a really reflective piece, and it got a lot of positive feedback.
And my dream is that Ali will be coming back from time to time to Accent On. I think from her young age, 26 perspective.
I'm like seeing like, oh my God, I'm 26.
Yes, for you, I don't know, I remember.
Like
I felt I was scared
world.
Too, 26 when I was 26.
I'm off health insurance. Like I had to go get some through my work
now.
Like
it's
I got
kicked
scary. Off.
Yeah. But you also have a good news. You got promoted.
I got promoted, yeah.
Then so the 26 started beautifully.
Well, it was beautiful because my wish when I blew out the candles on Friday night was to get this promotion. And then I got it today on Monday. So I'm having a good couple of days.
Okay, that's a very, very good news for us. Then hope is in the air.
Yeah, the hope is working. My like good juju is coming back. So.
We are talking about you, but I think we didn't mention the name of the blog. And
oh, yeah, the blog is called Sparkles and Stilettos.
Cute,
yeah.
Very cool.
And
girly, womanly, forever title.
It's so funny because I don't write about sparkles or stilettos anymore.
No,
I used
yeah.
to, but now it's mostly about like life and musings and what I've learned. And
I remember the first blogs, you know, and again, my daughter showed me, and it was a lot of about clothing,
yeah,
a lot of
about
style, which is, it maybe is not you are present there because you are a very voguish girl. You dress very, very well. And
Thank you. You
are optimistic. I'm a very energetic girl. And again, I'm coming back as a blogger. You write beautifully. And
that's
what I would love to do. I would love you to maybe pick any part of your blog for maybe 1 minute and just read.
I can read a couple of it.
Please,
read topics.
Just even...
I said I wanted to assemble a little list of my own musings. We all know that hope can be wishy-washy and you need staples of reason to lean on. So here are some lessons that I know to be tried and true throughout my 26 years. And they're all assembled with photos that I took throughout the past year of being 25. So if you go on the post, you can see the different photos. But I said, be kind. That old idea that everyone you meet is fighting their own battle is entirely accurate. You never know what others are going through, whether it be good or bad, and you have the ability to make a positive influence with your attitude. Always be kind. Always. The ability to be nice to people and to always greet them with a smile will take you incredibly far in life. I said, work hard. Don't ever make excuses for your lack of success. The only person who stands in your way is you every single step of the way. You can make it as far up as you're willing to let yourself go. Work the shitty jobs, answer the phone, sit in a car for 3 hours a day, do what needs to be done. No one owes you anything. I really can't
emphasize
this more.
That's a very nice line. It's almost, I learned this too late. I always think, nobody.
Nobody owes you anything.
And that's, I always thought, okay, if somebody loves me, they will care, they will help. If somebody thinks about me, or I did something nice to somebody, maybe they will help. But really, in the end, like you say, it's all on us.
It's all on you.
And you are 26, then I think people who are a little bit older and a little bit younger, they can learn from how you write, because it's getting
goal.
To me, the way how you write, I understand your process of thinking, and I agree with your process of thinking. It's very gentle lesson, but not preachable.
I don't want to be preachy, and I don't want to be self-righteous. There's these elements to so much that I read, and I read a lot, and sometimes I read it, and I'm like, you're just talking at me. I want to talk to people. I want to have a conversation. I want them to be able to be like, oh my God, I get that.
Yeah.
Because then it creates this whole dialogue between you, and even if I'm not even on the other side, it gives people the ability to start thinking and start having an honest relationship with themselves. And I think that that's really important.
And then when we go through your blog, so many wonderful pictures of you.
So many photos.
The first one is very controversial.
I know.
We can talk about this, but you'll be back. We'll be talking about body image and stuff like that. These are so many things you really are
hitting. Yeah, I write about a lot.
You are writing about stuff that we all think and watch. And you have your own opinion about yourself. And means being so smart, so intelligent and young and aggressive and optimistic and little depressed and a little bit heartbroken and then again hopeful.
Yeah.
This is all what ladies, women
are. We're all a little bit of everything, right?
Yes.
It's like sugar, spice, and everything nice. So we're a little spicy, we have a little bit of sugar, but then at the same time, we also have that, the shattered pieces inside of ourselves that we're always trying to put back together.
And then we're coming back to the strength to pick yourself up and just, like you say, work hard, do stuff. And say, mama will say, honey, you need to work hard. Daddy say, honey, it's time for you to make money. Yeah, we understand what parents say, but really you need to get to this point in your life to just understand that probably it's all on us, like was before on parents.
Well, and I think you can kind of relate to that whole mentality where it's like, I invested so much of my life in my significant other when I was in the relationship, and then when that ended, I had to go ahead and refocus my attention somewhere. And I was like, I'm 25, I might as well start focusing on myself at this point. And I think so many people have told me and have texted me and have reached out to say that they felt that I was being held back, and they were like, we always thought that, but we just never felt that we were able to say it. And now that we see what you're doing and where you're headed, and it's just one of those things where you look back and you're like, holy crap, really? Was it that case? Or was I just finally in a position now where I'm emotionally capable of letting myself be who I'm supposed to be?
And, I like you say, because you are so relevant, and I really, even to my life story, because you know my life story, and I talk sometimes, I was almost 23 years marriage when my marriage fell apart, and I was practically nothing in my own head. I was ruined by the situation, and I thought I would never get out of anything, and my was horrible. It was just really the worst breakup that you can imagine. And, you know, 3-4 years later, I find myself again, and the strength that this situation brought upon me, and me not letting myself to...
You're a stronger woman now. Like, you are you. You are the exact person you're supposed to be at this moment, you know?
Then I say that this advice that you are giving, even when he's 25, 24 years old girl, 26, I, as a much older woman, I was like, gosh, you know, beautiful. You're right. We need to rediscover ourselves. The hope, every birthday or New Year is the hope for a new beginning.
Okay. And it's not the whole, like, I used to always wish every year to be happy. That was always my wish. And, like, I was thinking about it, and I was like, I don't feel like that should be the wish anymore, because what is happiness? Like, what is, like, it's such a vague term. It's like, be happy. Okay, I'll be happy, like, you know, drinking wine at the winery with my girlfriend.
Then happy means moments,
exactly.
Probably.
Exactly. And it's
rest,
like,
is life.
But when you wish for something, and when you really want to direct that, like, energy someplace, it's like, you need to pick something, and you need to pick it hard. So that's where I was like, okay, I want my career to start. I want a career. I want to be that woman. I want to be the girl in the high heels in the business office. Like, I want to be that girl. And it's, you know, it's starting to come true already, and it's phenomenal.
I know the listeners are falling in love with you, and it's so easy to talk to. Again, we are talking to Ali Warner, and she's a blogger. She's a very interesting business woman.
Well,
lady,
not really, not yet, but en route.
Just recently promoted, and I know she has a lot of to say, and she just reads and writes so beautifully. Her blog name is
Sparkles and Stilettos.
Link is on her Facebook page, and of course on my Facebook, Accent On, and of course when you go to the name of the blog again.
Yeah, just type it in www.sparklesandstilettos.
And then you can go back to how Ali really began to write. And this is how many years right now?
The essays began in like March of 2015. So that's kind of, it's been about a year and a half that the really deep, like, digging has started or has happened. So if you feel like going all the way back, March of 2015 is the start.
I think, and then people will go down and down. They will be picking
up. The blog goes all the way back to 2009. Yeah. It goes back far.
And that's, again, this is development. This is really you being
you. Can watch a girl grow. Like, it's like the whole, my life is in a website.
A lot of mothers will see their daughters, you know, in your eyes and your way of perceiving what life is.
And that's what it's there for. It's like, sometimes it's hard to articulate your feelings. Sometimes it's hard to say, like, this is what I'm going through, and if you know, I can be helpful in that sense and be like, hey, this is what I'm going through, is this kind of what you're going through, like, let's grab coffee, like, you know, that's awesome, because the more the merrier, like, we're all in this together, we might as well hold hands through it.
And of course I cannot and Ali cannot also read through all her blog, but when she will be coming next time, I will be asking her to just pick some few great lines that are like almost advice from her perspective, and something that she thinks she really believes and she lived through. She's 26,
but
you know what? And this is her big beginning, big hopeful year of rediscovery of for everything. And I know every year I think the same way. This next year, 2017, I know I cleaned up so much mess that I believe that this will be very, very hopeful year for me and for my daughter too. Then, girls, this blog is not only for women. I hope men will also learn something from it. But please, let's go again, everybody, to Accent On or to Ali Warner. And we know her spelling. The Warner is very unusual.
Warner.
And Ali has two LLIE.
ALLIE.
Yeah, you know, my spelling English is crazy. I need to really, really put focus on that. That I love to repeat people's names. And then we will learn a lot, and we will read her blogs as a book. I mentioned a few weeks ago, I'm hoping this girl will put book together. And it's not because we have answer or she has an answer what to do with the book when a book will become book. But I think life will give her the open door, and next thing, great things will happen. But for right now, I promise she will be back. And I just want to know her more and talk more and give people big piece of Ali's mind and heart and her way of perceiving world and her hopes and dreams. And we'll find out what the cool not so cool happen in the next 2017 You know, that's, you know, just we won't have girlfriends
we gotta keep
in
hope
the show,
though, right? We have to be hopeful.
Then, you know, I know we have five more minutes. We'll be, I'm waiting for another phone call for our guest, another guest. And, but I would like to move forward. One of the lines that I love that you, you wrote about friendships, friends. And I think when we are in the relationships, deep relationships, long relationships, sometimes we are stripped of friendships. And we think like, oh, maybe we're not supposed to have too many friends. Maybe we are wasting time because we want to give this time to somebody that we love. Sometimes even with family, we are stripping contacts with family. We don't visit family. We don't travel. We don't, because any moment that we have free. But you put beautiful few lines about this, and you say your friends are your real soulmates.
Yes.
And I always thought that people that we love, that we find and fall in love and live life happily ever after, then that's the soulmates. But you call your friends. I agree with you so much. Sometimes the soulmates enter and then disappear, and they are there for you when you need them the most. And sometimes part of soulmates just disappear as a friends also, but they are there.
They're always
them.
There.
Then, and you said, that's so smart, oh boy. Where you invest your love, you invest your life.
Well, I can't take credit for that. That's from a Mumford & Sons song. But it's a lyric that like is so, it just, every time I hear it, it gives me goosebumps. Where you invest your love,
me.
You invest your life.
I didn't know that that's somebody else's line. But
I wish it were mine. It's not mine. But it is Mumford & Sons. And
it's yours because you feel through their lines.
It's
as
a
yours.
Phenomenal, phenomenal lyric. It's just, it's so powerful. And I think that that mentality is like, when you think about it, when you truly think about it, it's like, where you put your love, where are you putting it? And it's like, you put so much, that is where your life is. It's such a crazy lyric. So
and you can gain or can lose, you know, so much. It depends where you are investing your
exactly.
time. And, you know, we'll be in a funny way. We'll have very similar talk with our guest also about some psychological issues and very strong topics. And Ali, of course, introduce you to our guest who will be calling. And please, if you have something to say.
Oh, yeah, she can, like, I need her to analyze my brain.
Yes, then Dr. Tanya Gilbert, she will be calling soon. And we'll be talking, her topic for today will be, how are you thinking? The way you think is the way you live.
Oh, how, yeah. like, that's so reflective of that line.
I'm not, that's, this
oh
is why
God.
It got me goosebumps when I saw that we will be continuing discussion with Dr. Tanya, and you put this line, which is very similar to...
Well, because it's a line that just, like, runs through my head all the time, so it's great that she can actually provide some insight on to why.
Yeah, I will be asking her if we have time. We'll let Dr. talk, because I know she has a lot of things to say, and, but... Then you put also accent on family.
Yeah.
Family, how important family is. I know that when we are younger, I think when we are younger, it's like less important. But getting older, you start being closer to parents.
Yeah.
Even you are still with living with parents.
Yeah, yes. I still live at home. 26, I'm moving out. It's happening. I'm already looking at apartments. I'm very excited. But it's definitely, they're awesome. And like, I went wine tasting with my parents on Sunday, just the three of us, and it was nice. But I think, like, I talked about, is she calling?
No,
I think that it's something where, like, my sister is the one that picked me off the floor, you know, like, literally picked me off the floor, like, you and Natasha, like, you know, you have the people that, like, are there to literally pick you up, and she, like, her and my parents, like, were my pillars. Like, I could not have gotten through so much of what I got through without them. So, you know, it's that whole mentality where it's like, where you invest your love. It's like, where do you want to, what is your priority in your life? It's like, mine are my family and my friends and my career. Like, those are my priorities right now.
And, you know, create something so beautiful because it's so wholesome. It's really about how life supposed to be. It's so simple. Everything what you say.
It's so simple. It's such a simple
so
concept.
It's so simple. And sometimes we are missing on this point. That, you know, what is really forever? The family is forever. This, you know,
your friends
are,
I mean,
forever.
Like,
friends are
like your soulmates. It's like the friends are your family that you choose.
Yeah.
So pick good ones. And, like, pick people who are supportive and honest and truthful and who'll tell you when you're messing up or when you have toilet paper on your shoe. You know, like, pick the people that will be a good reflection on you.
And I'm saying... Ali is 26. She sounds like she's a little bit older. She's looking
and
22.
And I look 20, yeah.
Yeah, she's looking very, very young. And again, we are talking to Ali Warner. For right now, I would like to make a little break because we are waiting for phone call. Mm-hmm. If not, we'll be continuing. If our guest, for whatever reason, is late or has problem to call, we'll be continuing. And yeah, we'll be talking about her and other blogs, okay? And maybe the body issue, which is so cool. Your pictures, really, yeah. I have so many of them. But like really, we don't. One. Yeah. And then anyway, Ali Warner, her blog name is?
Sparkles and Stilettos.
Sparkles and Stilettos. I just love it. How did you come up with this? Great. But for right now, okay, maybe I will play my new song, Ilona Europa, and Adam Abramek, You Need Me.
Let me go, or let me stay. Let me say, I don't wanna tell you how much I want to live my life my own way. I'm sorry to say, I made some sense of who I am without you. Forget the tears, forget the fear tonight. When our world stopped turning round and round, I knew it was time to say goodbye. I don't need you, you don't need me. I'll say my soul is now free. You loved me, I loved you. Now we are looking to escape our memories. You're going left, I'm going right. You're going left, I'm going right. This is the way we live our lives apart. Don't need you, still need you. Let me go, or let me stay. Let me say, I don't wanna tell you how much I miss. And dreams and happy thrills. We put it all on display for the world to see and judge with no way to hide. When our world stopped turning round and round, I knew it was time to say goodbye. I don't need you, you don't need me. I'll say my soul is now free. You loved me, I loved you. Now we are looking to escape our memories. You're going left, I'm going right. You're going left, I'm going right. This is the way we live our lives apart. Don't need you, still need you. Escape our memories. You're going left, I'm going right. You're going left, I'm going right. This is the way we live our lives apart. Don't need you, still need you. You need me.
For sure, heartaches make good sad songs. Oh my gosh, I was so sad when I wrote this one. Okay. Body image.
Oh, God.
Body image.
Our favorite subject.
Yeah, for everybody. Why we are reading so much? Why we are watching the reality stars? Why we are thinking why they are so gorgeous, so beautiful? Why we think why we are not like that? Why we are thinking we need to improve so much in our... Why? 26-year-old gorgeous girl. Why do you have a body image?
Why do I have issues?
Issues with body image, yeah. You don't. You do?
I do and I do. Like, some days I do, some days I don't. Like, it really depends on the time. I don't even know. Like, I think it just, I mean, it was really bad when I was a kid. And then it just progressively got to a point where I had to learn self-acceptance. Otherwise, it would have gone bad, you know? So there's a lot of that. And then I did the pageant world, which was definitely difficult with body image and about how you see yourself and compare yourself to others. And it's rough. It's a rough topic. It's definitely not easy.
And then, you know, eventually you come to agreement on looking in the mirror and say, I have two choices.
Yeah.
Wake up in the morning and... Bitch, sorry, we can say better words on this radio. It's uncensored. That's the worst word that I'm saying. Yeah, but beep. Yeah, we can be unhappy and happy and happy and say, or?
Well, I just started coming to the mentality that, like, this is my body and it's the vessel I have to take me through the entirety of
and
my
life.
And
she's gorgeous.
And I just, you know, obviously, like, I wish I could lose, like, 10 pounds every other day.
Everybody.
All don't y'all. But, there's so much more things I'd rather be doing than sitting at home, like, you know, overanalyzing the way my butt jiggles in the mirror. Like, you know, there are just things that I'd rather be doing than that.
But you like to look at catalogs and you like
I love magazines. I'm a magazine addict. I'm always buying magazines. And I love blogs and I love the internet. And I work in fashion and, you know... I definitely am, like, bombarded.
I don't want to do this.
Yeah, don't do it.
A radical break, but I need to answer for 1 second. We'll be finishing 1 second. Hello, Dr. Tanya.
Hello, Amanda. How are you today?
Oh, I'm doing fine. If you can give us 20 seconds, I would love to thank you to our guest, Ali Warner. We were talking about body issue, body problem issues, and obviously I would like to just have a one line from you and saying that right now, I don't think so you care anymore about that, yes?
Me?
Yeah.
I'm learning not to. It's a process, but I'm definitely on the winning end, so I think that's all I can really say. You know, it's a success in my book.
In the cool way, Dr. Tanya Gilbert, we were so happy that you are calling in with your topic, which today will be how are you thinking? The way you think is the way you live. This is like almost continuation what we were talking with Ali Warner. She's a blogger. She writes really great stuff about her life, a 26-year-old girl. But she is a very deep thinker, and she would love to listening to Dr. Tanya Gilbert to just giving us more and more of her wisdom. Okay, Dr. Tanya, you please introduce yourself the best way like you would like to.
Okay. I would like to just say hello to everyone in our listening audience and your guest in the studio. I'm Dr. Tanya, and you are in the moment with Dr. Tanya. What I'd like to talk about today is a continuation, as you said, Alana, on part two of how you think is how you live. And as I spoke of last week, our thinking a lot of times is centered and grounded in fear. And what I like to do is to encourage folks to work on the fear and not the thing that causes the fear, and how to partner with fear to think differently so you possibly could live differently. And this topic that you've been talking about before me is one that is near and dear to my heart. So if you would like to ask any questions or anything while I'm on air, please feel free to, because this applies to body image as well, a lot towards body image.
Yeah, this is like almost separate perfect segment, and I would love when Ali will be back and you will be on the air, we could really go deeper and deeper, because it's like, you know, and this ties in with a situation of being, living fearful life, always being fear of not being accepted or not looking right or just maybe people are judging you. But, you know, I know you can just give us so many wonderful advice, and you say, how are you thinking? The way you think is the way you live. And yeah, then please just give us some directions how to really free ourselves from the fear.
Well, what I see when I say, and there's a lot of ways we think and live, But there is such a huge percentage of how we exist in this world is based on the fear of the opinion of other people. So if we can take ourselves and you take that thing that you're fearing and say, why am I fearing this? Well, the way you can live with it is the first part of it is to become competent in your insecurity. And when I say become competent in your insecurity, that comes from understanding where your insecurity or your fear is coming from. I don't mean the external portion of non-acceptance or the world, what they may think, say, or do. Take it from internally within yourself, how you project what other people have projected upon you. So what, do either one of you have any thoughts about that?
Yeah, sometimes I'm thinking to go so deep and understand yourself, I really need somebody to help me to do that. And that's mm-hmm. where you are coming to this place, because I think we can understand what really we are fearful about, what is our mm-hmm. problem. But honestly, boy, good therapist can help a lot. Do you think that that's our first step? That's what we're supposed to just pick up the phone and look for one, or look for you? We are talking to Dr. Tanya Gilbert, and just ask for real help. We always can talk to friends, to parents, but really, I don't know if this is the best way. Is this not the best way to looking for real psychological doctor, psychiatrist, and that will give us real help?
Well, you know, seeking a therapist for help is a great step, but there's so many people that get so lost and consumed in their thoughts, and especially in fear. They even fear being judged to go to a therapist to seek any type of help.
That's true.
So sometimes you have to embrace where you are in your life, and to be able to make that step to the door, to the therapist, to someone like me. And then also there's times when you have to maybe go to a couple of therapists before you can find one that there is a real true fit with.
Huh.
I think about like what Abby is speaking on your body image, Abby, that we are held, if you don't have the body image of society expects, then you are held to a core of what's supposed to be normal or acceptable. Even when you go to the medical doctor for help, sometimes you don't get the help you need at a medical doctor because they'll say, oh, well, you just need to lose weight, you know. And sometimes they say, oh, you're too thin. And so there's always this fluidity with body images. So that creates a fluidity with other things. And fear is the same way. So what I encourage you to do, again, like I said, become competent in your security. Understand all of the underlying issues of what's causing you to feel that way. It is a process. And then the next step you could do is learning to become confident, you know, to be confident in your insecurity, to be confident in what you are insecure about. And I like to say insecure instead of fear, because fear is so strong.
Yeah.
But confident in what you're insecure about. And once you understand it, you can work towards being confident in it by accepting your insecurity. And Abby, you say you're on the winning end, and that sounds to me that you somehow have processed at least these two steps that I'm speaking on. Can you tell me if you did do something similar to this?
In terms of body image?
Yeah.
I think it was a lot of just, you know, looking past what I felt was the norm, you know, like what was like society mm-hmm. accepted, and just embracing my own figure and understanding that I am the way I am because, you know, I'm curvy, and I'm curvy because my grandmother is Colombian, so I've kind of tried to get the to come to terms with the way I look based on my heritage mm-hmm. and based on my ancestry. And, you know, I think that mm-hmm. that really provides some sort of, you know, acceptance of my own shape because of that. Because mm-hmm. it's more of a gift in that sense, you know?
Mm-hmm. And that's a perfect, perfect example. Thank you for sharing.
Uh-huh.
Because that's what you just said is a perfect example of the two ways that you can start dealing and becoming friends or partnering with your insecurity. You say, well, I understand I'm Colombian. I'm part Colombian. I understand it's part of my heritage. I understand that I am curvy. So when I say become competent and understand your insecurity, that's exactly what that is. When you understand where it came from and why it is. See, your insecurity is we touch the surface of fear because we're responding from what's generalized, how we are generally socialized by our society that we live in, the outside global culture. But when you look beneath that, you can become competent because you understand where it came from. So you understand where yours came from.
Yeah,
so that allows
you
to
become competent. I'm never
going to
be a 5'10" supermodel. You know what I mean?
I've
come to terms that I'm not growing. I'm stuck at 5'3" for the rest of my life.
Yeah, and I agree. I had my insecurities, but because I have an accent, and I was worrying always that people will perceive me through me being not able sometimes to speak English well till this day. But then, like you say, yes, the fear of I didn't have really feel because I'm maybe too pushy to be so much to worry, but I had really insecurities about that. And having my radio show, this is like every Monday, is little, oh my gosh. But then I need to accept that that's who I am. I just cannot do differently.
It is what it is, you know?
Yep.
It is, exactly. So then you be competent in this thing. So be it your weight, body image, be it your accent, anything. You know, I have folks with learning disabilities. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And they don't proceed in life because they're afraid of somebody's going to judge them because they had a learning disability. You know, I have folks with bipolar disorder, especially. You're not the bipolar disorder. That's just a condition that you're challenged with.
Mm-hmm.
And so they take these assignments and then they become afraid to live in the world because somebody's going to judge them. And that's why I picked fear, because you have to partner with that fear. You have to understand where it comes from. So you know where your accent comes from. You know where your curves come from. And then to be confident in it, you have to accept it. You accept it. I'm going to be 5'3" with these curves the rest of my life. Okay?
I'm going to be happy about it.
And a lot of you accepted that this is your accent. There's no need of you trying to learn to find ways to change that.
I wish I had an accent.
I accepted that everybody has an accent. I don't have
exactly.
one. You all have an accent.
I actually have a question for
yes.
you.
Okay.
What would you do?
Ali Warner,
what would you do, like, if you were in a position? Because I'm fairly confident myself in, like, the way I kind of see the world. But sometimes I have a lot of friends. I have a lot of girlfriends who aren't as secure as I am. And sometimes they'll say things like, I hate my body. Like, I don't look good in this. I look so fat. Like, what would be the appropriate response? Or how would you kind of approach something like that? In terms of fear, like as a friend too, because I'm not a therapist, obviously, and it's like I want to be as encouraging, as supportive as possible. So, like, what's the best way of approaching that kind of subject?
Well, what I have done, because I've experienced that, you know, with friends, is say, oh my God, this doesn't look good on me. Oh, I don't have enough breath, or I don't have enough butt, or, you know, whatever. And no matter how much that you tell them that they're beautiful, or no matter how much you tell them that it looks good, is how they have to accept it themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So what I say is, oh, wow, that, you know, you really look awesome in that thing, and or whatever it is. I know you may not accept this because, you know, you just used to not seeing yourself in a particular way, but you really, really look good in that. And if you don't feel like you really look good in it, then just go do something else. Try something else on. And no, really, because the more you try to insist that the person is okay, sometimes it feeds more into their insecurity because they're so used to the world saying that they don't look okay. So you're not saying you don't look okay. You're saying, oh, you look fine. You look great. You know, I would really get that. Why don't you get that and this? Or why don't we just try something different or try this in a different color or, you know, something like that? Because, you know, people don't take it in serious when you continue to say, oh, no, you look good. I'm telling you. I promise you. Oh, da-da-da-da. Because they're not ready to accept it. You get me? They're not ready to accept that. See, they have to be ready to accept where they are.
Wonderful. You know? Dr. Tanya Gilbert, if you can give us one more line, again, if you can describe who is Dr. Tanya Gilbert, where we can, how we can get in touch with you. We have 30 seconds before our show need to be over. Then, if somebody wants to talk to you in person or over the phone, how we can get in touch with you?
Well, if a person is looking for me, they can always find me on Psychology Today, Dr. Tanya Gilbert, and I'm on Psychology Today. I have offices located throughout Los Angeles County, and my phone number where you can contact me is 818-807-0868. That is a direct line to me. So you can feel free to call me at that number at any time. I have office hours from Monday through Friday, and the office hours are by appointment only.
Thank
Again,
you.
Again, I'm Dr. Tanya Gilbert. I am a psychotherapist as well as I am a life coach.
So thank you. Thank you, Tanya, Dr. Tanya, so much. And hopefully we'll be talking to you next month. For right now, we need to say a goodbye to Ali Warner and Dr. Tanya Gilbert. Ali, your blog name is?
Sparkles and Stilettos.
And thank you so much for today and till next Monday. Thank you so much.
And thank you.
Thank you, Ali. Also, and yeah, till next Monday.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.